Exim Bank JA.
Thank you for joining us on Exim Bank JA. I'm Charlene Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. The recent launch of the national nutraceuticals industry marks a very important development in Jamaica's science-based industry and no doubt presents a viable opportunity for MSMEs to use Jamaica's natural resources to create new industries and enterprises that can thrive. Again, I have in studio Ms. Patricia Lewin, Senior Technology Officer at the National Commission on Science and Technology, the NCSD, who will continue to give us more information on how MSMEs can get involved in this rapidly emerging industry. Will the development of the nutraceuticals industry be limited to just crops and herbs grown locally, or will imports be involved as well?
Nutraceuticals can be sourced from plants or animals as well as mineral sources. For example, mud, sea mud or certain mud with various elements that can be used for treatment on the body. There are various sources, animal sources, and you know, it's for topical application, inhalants, food additives, medical food, for example. You could develop a food that is specific towards the treatment of diabetes or cancer. And those are internationally accepted. So with that segue, you could say, yes, some of the inputs would be sourced locally, but you may have to go abroad as well.
What is the estimated earning potential of this industry, and who is the NCSD primarily targeting in terms of new entrants to the industry?
There's a lot of guesstimates out there. There was a study done by Professor Clayton out of the Sustainable Development Institute at University of the West Indies, Mona, about 10 years ago. And the study predicted the industry to be about $200-250 billion.
Okay.
But what it's projected to be in a couple of years is about $600 billion with the opening up of markets in Asia. $600 billion in a couple of years, that's really good. If we could secure 0.1% of that. And we have to look at it from this perspective that the regulation from country to country varies. And because that varies, what happens is that there's some amount of flexibility in entering various markets.
And we don't want to concentrate solely on raw materials because someone just needs to get a sample to regenerate it. Or,
right.
Whereas if we were doing more with it, then
exactly.
We're able to compete.
Right. And what goes hand in hand with that is the actual trademarking of these products. I know of a case where there's a lady in Jamaica that produces Jamaican black castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a name for it. But somebody else saw it, went abroad, and trademarked mm-hmm. the name. You're unable to sell that product. So
right.
When you go at a value-added products and you trademark your name, there are several ways you can go into establishing proprietary positions. And that is one of the objectives that the industry is hoping to secure.
Are there any support services being offered to members and potential members of the industry?
There are supporting agencies that we are trying to bring together. At the launch, we had various agencies, of course, Exim Bank, other financial institutions. We had JAMPRO, JIPO, JBDC, Natural Products Unit at University of the West Indies, also the UTEC Unit Sports Science, and there are several other supporting agencies that provide various components along the continuum to,
right.
of your product development. The support that is needed, however, I'm not thinking centralized, but something more cohesive so that you're not running to a SRC, running to a BSG, running to JAMPRO, but something more coordinated. And I think that's what the steering committee is focusing on right now.
How can persons get more information about this industry?
As it relates to information, you can get that from other supporting agencies such as the JAMPRO, JBDC, SRC. But if you are able to call the National Commission on Science and Technology, we should be able to guide you along the process in lieu of the establishment of the nutraceutical industry itself, the body or the focal point.
What's the telephone number for NCSD?
The telephone number for NCSD, 906-8433-754-2161. You could call us anytime between 9 to 5.
That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website for more information at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us.
Exim Bank J8 was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.